Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, we're talking about representing Jesus well. That's sort of the theme of Keep Your Drive Alive. I read this story some time ago. I heard it. I'm not sure. But anyway, a lady sitting at a traffic light in Chicago, and there was a car in front of her, and the car in front of her had allowed the light to change a couple of times, and traffic kept coming through, and she wasn't being aggressive and getting out in the flow. And this lady just lost it, and she's blowing the horn and yelling and cursing and making obscene gestures. And I mean, she is mad and letting everybody know that she's mad. And all of a sudden, this police officer comes up, opens the door, and pulls her out, places her under arrest, and she's screaming, "What is going on?" And he said, "I'm arresting you for stealing this car." She said, "I didn't steal this car. It's my car." He said, "It can't be your car. It is my car. Look at the registration." He said, "Well, that's confusing because you had, if you love Jesus, blow your horn and fish sign on the back and hallelujah. What are you representing? If I'm going to have that kind of stuff on my car, I ought to be living it out. If you got love Jesus on the back bumper and you cut somebody off in traffic, that's not a real good testimony. Or if somebody does something to you and you make an obscene gesture to them and you have honk if you love Jesus, you know, who are we representing? What are we doing? I want you to be careful in the way in which you live, because people are watching, and God has asked us to be His representative. Are you doing it? I hope so. God bless you. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.